person is irritable about something is the degree that they're irritable about a lot of time. The person that messes with Elijah Muhammad is messing the most out of it, Elijah Muhammad. Or if you are irritable, it's good to be able to learn to act to camouflage that irritableness.
Yes, yes.
One reason when you read the books on theology of time or the guardian angels, and you read these here books and things, it tells you of certain inner workings of Islam that you never would be able to even guess just looking at Islam.
Yes, sir.
Because therefore the Most Honorable Muhammad says you must become the greatest actor. That's what it means, the master, the characters and the personalities, in order that even when a nail is in your foot, you still learn how to hold a smile on your face.
Yes, sir.
You know, and then you learn the different things, because a picture sometimes is worth 1,000 words, and you're talking happiness and blessedness, and then they look at you and see a smile turned upside down into a frown, which has discouraged a lot of the lost found American so-called Negro.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
They utilize in motion pictures. When you go to Hollywood and you see these motion pictures and these people be acting, they don't really be as happy as they seem as they own these here characters on TVs, but the happiness that they express with that acting role, the people that are watching put that happiness on to the people. They don't really be as happy as they when they be clapping their hands and running around, they be acting.
Yes, sir. This is understood, sir.
Well, all praise to God and the person of the Master Wallace Deep Robin. I'm still going to say it 100 and 1,000,000 times and 1,000,000 times more.
Yes, sir.
I'll praise you to Allah God and the person of the Master Wallace Deep Robin. I'm expressing for the message of the Most Honorable Adam. And I'm going to say this again, too, Sister Andrea Mummins, so-called Lorraine. That's one of the most ugliest looking. That car that you're riding now is becoming the most ugliest looking car I've seen. That sedan DeVille or whatever that is that you're riding around, that red one, is really looking nasty. I sit and look at that front wheel on it, just as black on the right hand side as it can be, and look like it's bumping as it's rolling along because of the way that it's dirty. So I'm just putting that out there, and I hope you can understand that that's really a nasty looking car. See, cars can look wonderful when they're clean. And you can just throw just a little dirt over them, and they look like one of the biggest piles of junk that you ever want to see in the world.
Yes, sir.
Like when you looked at Beretta, whatever so-called dad and mom, them driving down there, and you put some dust on, you swear there's a difference day and night between that car. When it's dirty, you can look like it needs to be sitting in the wrecking yard somewhere.
Yes, sir.
And when you wash it and clean it, it looks like a certain style car that like I told you, those Cadillacs that you're riding in there, the front end has a tendency for that front tires to always remain dirty. When you see another one, you take a look at the ones that on the highway, you see that the back is more shiny than the ones on the front.
Yes.
It's the front you have to put a little bit more upkeep on.
Okay, yes, sir. I understand what you're saying, and I'm not saying anything against what you're saying, but I wanted to bring out that maybe the car may need the Simonizing or something again, because I did clean the car up before I even left to come down there.
But what I'm telling you is the tires affect the whole car.
Okay, yes, sir.
You can be clean on the inside, and your panties can be dirty and stinking, and when you uncap them, everybody run like hell.
Okay, yes, sir.
Can you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So I'm saying, when you got a car clean, the windows should be clean. Everything, if you don't, you know, they got some cars you can have, the car could be shining like new money, and the windows dirty, just the windows dirty make it look like a whole bunch of pile of shit.
Okay, yes, sir.
And I'm telling you that front end on that car look like a pile of shit.
Yes, sir.
I ain't biting my tongue on it because I told you about the tire way back. And it's got some kind of streak down there. It's got some kind of big old spot on there that makes it look like a tube sticking out and plup, as you're going down the road.
Yes, sir.
So, all praise to Allah God, the President, and by looking like that, and people seeing it, they say, I wonder, is that a tube or something sticking out of there, or is that is an air bubble or something in that tire? And enough people think that, then before long, you're going to have an air bubble there.
Yes, sir.
Because of the powers of the mind.
Yes, sir.
So when you're projecting, and the people say, they sure keep that car clean, you'll find out that before long, the car have a tendency to stay cleaner.
Yes, sir.
All praise is due to Allah God the President. That's why if you let the people believe, if you can pull the people, if you can make, if you can become the greatest actor, if you can show that you can camouflage, you cover up your so-called faults about God and the President. That's why the deeper I'm under the message, I'm under the message, that Allah takes the faults away from you.
Yes, sir.
You see, instead of revealing faults on people, they're pointing at faults and know ye that their fault is in you, seek to cover your brother's fault, then Allah God and the person of the Master Wallace Deep Rahman, or as the Holy Quran say, Allah will cover your so-called faults.
Yes, sir.
That's one of the pictures of it. You know?
Yes, sir.
So I ask people, say, man, gee, they sure look wonderful, or they sure some bright peoples. But then before long, enough of that energy is out there collected in the atmosphere, and it brings about that type of reaction on you.
Yes, sir.
So you're utilizing the powers of the other people's minds, whether they know it or not.
Yes.
So all praise is due to Allah, God, and the person of Master Wallace, for our moment, especially for the messenger of the Muslim. I'm like, we used to tell brothers, look, if Allah, God, the person, if the most honorable Elijah Muhammad wasn't the messenger of Allah, by so many people now saying that he is and know that he is, it's too late, he is that.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
For all praise, that's why the most honorable Elijah Muhammad utilized some of the energies of their mind. Allah, God, the person of Master Wallace, for our moment, especially the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, telling them how to utilize their minds and tell them how to fast for this unity, and that would bring more unity because they would fast, and he would teach them how to visualize seeing the peoples coming in.
Yes, sir.
And by passing that speeds up the energy of the mind and stuff, and therefore it began to affect them the way people say, oh man, they're really coming in. See, like people are really listening to this now. And now, then enough of that thought, watch out, it manifests itself.
Yes, sir.
Just like the 37% of dissatisfied peoples, just their thought alone manifests Mr. Yaqub.
Yes, sir.
So therefore, you're supposed to utilize that knowledge.
Yes, sir.
Now, utilize the knowledge and see in your mind's eye. Don't see in your mind's eye, this ain't right, or that ain't right, or this is. Leave that out of your mind's eye. If that's going to be, leave that on my mind's eye, and not on your mind's eye.
Yes, sir.
But all praise due to Allah, God, the person of the Master, what is he for? I remember, just for the message of the Son, but I remember, just like when you were talking about you have a suggestion box, or whatever it is that you, people put suggestions or complaint box or whatever you want to call it, or when people put suggestions and things in there, what you should do is automatically sail them all along the way up to this way.
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
Allah, God, the person, Master Wasi Far Muhammad, the messenger of the son of Elijah Muhammad, do I answer Muhammad so called down? It is not a suggestion box. This box is for the needs and whatnot of the sisters, sir.
Oh. Well, yes, ma'am. Whatever, then. Well, the need is a form of suggestion.
Well, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So it's still a suggestion box.
Yes, sir.
You're suggesting that you need this, and you're suggesting that you need that.
Yes, sir. Sir, Allah God, the person of Master Wasi Far Muhammad, Master Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, the remote control unit to Master J, man, just as you instructed to do, and putting everything on the shoulders of Master J, and throwing it at the feet of the Master J, this is as instructed to the sisters, and to the best of my knowledge,
I didn't say instruct the sisters to do that. I said you have the sisters to put it in a suggestion box, and you send the box, you send the writings up here yourself, not them.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying? They're putting the suggestions to y'all, but you are supposed to send the suggestions here, and then let it come out the way that it's supposed to. If I have to say what I want y'all to say, this, and I'm going to say that.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You don't tell them, I want you to suggest, you got your suggestion that this and that there, write it to a master. That ain't the way that it's did. That's not the chain of command.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
you let them write to you. You write to just like when they're in the Nation of Islam, when they have a complaint or something against something, or they have something they dislike or suggested, they turn it in to the person in authority over them, who turns it in to the captain or lieutenant or captain, and they pass it on to the chain of command till they get to the minister, and the minister express how to do that.
Yes, sir.
You understand? But they don't know that it's being passed on to the minister. The minister has a special way of teaching on it. And it's called the proper handling of the people, and it seems like they're waiting for an answer to something or from the captain or the lieutenant, but the minister teaches on it in a different way, which makes it not even related to them. He tells a story about something else and another group of people or something that relates to that.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
But all things due to Allah God, the President of Master Wallace, there's an art to teaching.
Yes, sir.
And there's an art to doing certain things. And you can't deal with people on certain levels direct.
Yes, sir.
Not the American so-called Negro. They were not raised that way. So, what else? Anybody have anything else to say? Because Rise is not nice coming through the phone. But all praise due to Allah God and the person of Master Wallace, for our Muhammad, especially for the messenger of the Muslim, but Elijah Muhammad. Anything else anybody have to say?
Yes, the so-called Jamal called today.
Oh, he's here?
Yes, sir.
What did he say?
How his brain is going in and out or something to this degree. I did, like I had the person, my Swastika Far Muhammad, the Messenger Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, had me to go over the best of my ability of the part that I had written out on the tape, sir, and on the tape with you, to give him and the sisters, myself and Sam Mama Sakasha, until we spoke with the brother. It's on tape, and I just have to go over the tape again.
Okay, yes, ma'am. But I was saying, you're supposed to tell him to say, look, the reason that your mind is going in and out because you are trying to, because the Lord God, the President of the Master of our mother, is sitting here watching you play this game, and so that game that you thought you were playing here may become a reality, but you know what you're doing, and you need to get off of it.
Yes, sir.
That's the way you talk to him.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So you're supposed to put it to the truth, sir. Hey, that man ain't crazy, or he wouldn't be able to know that his mind is going in and out.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Can you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
See, when he's explaining that his mind is going in and out, that's only about God and the prison master mothers. He said, our mothers, the best and the best of our mothers, see, that it, well, our mind is going in and out, too.
That's right, yes, sir.
Yin and yang.
Yes, sir, that's right.
Exactly, it goes back and forth. We're aboriginal.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
But even though your mind is going swinging back and forth, that doesn't make you become a, that don't make you become a jackass.
Yes, sir.
You understand it? So it is mandatory when they ask your mother was in that particular stage, you just put it down. So let me explain something to you, sir. Enough is enough of the games that you play. See, it's time for you to cut the foolishness out and I stand up and be a man.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying? Because you got to remember, he's been traveling long enough for you to deal direct with him on that particular aspect. And you're told that sometimes you have to slap a person in his face to make him come to reality rather than to lean to his way, the way Allah God and the President Master Wallace Chief Rahman and Sister Anselm and so called Allah, leaning to his particular way, which made two jackasses.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
I told Sister Anselm and so called Allah how to deal with that particular aspect. Instead, she's made to swing around because all water seeks is all metal.
Yes, sir.
So the only thing that you can do is use your direct shock therapy with the particular person.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So you put him into this perspective. You say, sir, yeah. Well, let me explain something to you, sir. Say about this mind going in and out. Well, let me tell you, everybody's mind is swinging back and forth. And because we're aboriginal, and that's going from yin to yang to yang to yin back. And we don't let it offset us. And therefore, I'm going to tell you what I really believe to myself, that a lot of guys in the prison, that's what I do. I'm going to have us conceive that you're playing a Donkey Kong game.
Yes, sir.
Because everybody's trying to be as good as they possibly can to you, and you're trying to escape the reality of facing the reality to stand upon your feet the right way, the way you're supposed to. And if you're going to keep playing that big swing-around game like you're playing there, the best thing that we're going to say to you the most is you're going to have to get far, far away from us.
Yes, sir.
But we're trying to love you. We're trying to give you the understanding. We're trying to give you the knowledge that belongs to you, but you are over there trying to play the swing-around game with us, and we're not biting in.
Yes, sir.
Master Jay is one of the greatest concerns in the world, and the gift of Allah God and the President of Master Wallace Ibrahim Muhammad, by you playing the particular game that Allah God and the President of Master Wallace Ibrahim Muhammad allow you to play in order to show us what an ignorant way that is, you know, when you playing that, you're disrespecting Allah God and the President of Master Wallace Ibrahim Muhammad, and his Messenger of the Most Honorable Muhammad, the Anselm Muhammad, and Master Jay with that kind of foolishness that you got going on.
Yes, sir.
There's a place to draw your line.
Yes, sir.
You know, instead of trying to escape through some little Iroquois that's waved to you in another direction, which is not going to be no farmer escape, but a greater entrapment.
Yes, sir.
Trying to escape and trying to find a leisure way of being in a mental institution or something, or playing a particular game, you're Muslim, you stand upright, and you know that you've got to be saved because there's no way that you'd be able to dial this phone number.
Yes, sir.
A crazy person ain't going to remember to be dialing no phone number.
Yes, sir.
Just doing that off reaction. Well, you couldn't be doing it off reaction because you didn't have the phone number before you went into that so-called state.
Yes, sir.
Is that not true?
That's true, yes, sir.
All praise due to Allah God and the President of the Master of the Mother, Jesus, Rabbi. I'm going to tell you, so you're supposed to speak and say, brother, the best thing we can tell you now is you better learn how to submit to Allah God and the President of the Master of the Mother, Jesus, Rabbi. I'm going to tell you, brother, stand up and be a Muslim like you're supposed to.
Yes, sir.
And we're going to have to say that we love you, brother, and we'd like to communicate with you and like to keep things going in a beautiful way, but we're not going to have you playing with us.
Yes, sir.
You know, but if we allow you to play with us, then we'll allow you to play with our God and the President of Master Mother, Jesus, our mother, and his Messenger, the Most Honorable Muhammad, and Master Jay. And that's what you're doing with Master Jay and our God and the President of Master Mother, Jesus, our mother, his Messenger, the Most Honorable Muhammad, and trying to do the best that they possibly can for you.
Yes, sir.
And every time you want to try, you want to play the game.
Yes, sir.
I just thought I'd put that out there. And the next thing that we got to do is we got to write to Brother Anselm on the so-called Benny Powell as soon as you possibly can tomorrow or something.
Yes, sir.
and talk to him about we being the best that we can, and we love you, brother, but you know, we just don't play the game that other people play, because we are real, and you send us a picture and say, all of us sisters, we are concerned about you, and we know that Allah God, the President, Master Muhammad, Chief Allah Muhammad, and especially the Most Honorable Allah Muhammad is concerned about you, and we recognize the truth that he made manifested, that with the road that you're traveling down and what you're talking about, that other mentality, is not worth a damn.
Yes, sir.
Laying a perimeter around, talking about laying a perimeter around us, laying a perimeter around you, the sisters, and whenever you need them coming out of darkness to strike to protect y'all, what is he talking about?
Yes, sir.
I mean, how is he going to lay a perimeter around you? Can't lay a perimeter around himself.
Yes, sir.
Is that not true?
That's true, yes, sir.
So what you're supposed to do is give him the feedback.
Yes, sir.
You don't need no perimeter. Allah God, the person that's one of these, I'm going to the one of the blind.